In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today in 100.7 WHUD, their siblings, Dante and Lena DeLeo, and they make up the band Dandelions. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Andy.
Where do you guys call home in the Hudson Valley?
Newburgh. Well, that's where our parents live. We're sort of scattered. We've been in Newburgh and Beacon, and we grew up in Fort Montgomery near West Point.
And when you were growing up, what was it like in your household? There was a lot of music, a lot of other musicians going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We were always singing. We loved doing karaoke. My dad was always playing guitar. We had a piano. We have almost every instrument in our household that we've always had out at family gatherings. Anyone would pick something up, so it was really fun.
Which instruments did you gravitate to? Which ones do you still play?
Well, I grew up playing saxophone.
I'm getting kind of a Lisa Simpson vibe going on here.
I love that. We all learned piano growing up and a little bit of guitar.
So you didn't have to leave the house to find members of the group the Dandelions, right?
No, we had everyone we needed.
Did you try other musicians and say, you know what, I think we're better off with family here?
I played with a few different sort of groups in high school, and I didn't really play with Lena, but we ended up going to the same college, SUNY Purchase. While we were there, we sort of realized that we were both writing songs separately. We could probably do it together.
Yeah, we love singing together, too, because our voices are pretty similar. So
yeah.
I think that works really well for us.
That's what I mean, that whole Everly Brothers-ish kind of thing that you just can't buy, you can't practice it, it just is. You mentioned Fort Montgomery. Were you like the show-offs in class? Were you the two that they just couldn't shut up in school?
Absolutely not.
No.
Opposite, huh?
Yes, we were both pretty quiet, I think, but we would both always be in the talent show, and I think that's when we would really let ourselves go for it and shine.
Dante, are you the primary songwriter in Dandelions?
It's pretty evenly split, and we do, there's sort of three ways, or two ways we do it. One is that we write the song completely together. Someone will write the lyric, the other one will write the music, or we'll both write some of the lyrics and some of the music. The other way is that I'll write a song and I'll bring it to Lena, or she'll write one and bring it to me, and then we'll work on it together to sort of make it a Dandelion song.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, the Dandelions, Dante and Lena DeLeo. The Dandelion name, so where'd the name come from?
Our name is from our last name, DeLeo. So of Leo the Lion, and we were playing with like lion names, and that just kind of came to us one day.
Yeah, one of those things brothers and sisters do in their spare time, right?
Yep.
And why is it lowercase d, lowercase l?
It's just an aesthetic.
Okay.
We just like it better.
It's the theory that if you whisper, you bring people into you. If you yell,
yeah,
you drive them away.
Mm-hmm. I think that goes along well with our kind of quiet presence.
It's the nature of your personalities, and you can't fight
yeah.
that. There was a picture of you, Lena, and you're playing accordion. So is that now your main instrument, the accordion?
Yeah, especially in Dandelions. That's pretty much the only instrument I play now is the accordion in the band. I just picked that up one day because I saw it at a guitar shop and it was extremely beautiful.
It's a beautiful sound. It's underrated, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other musicians that play with you when you play live?
So we just played at Newburgh Illuminated Festival on Saturday. We had Don Feliciano on bass, who played with us at SUNY Purchase. Ruben Fuller Bennett plays drums with us, and the two of them both played on our record. And then we needed a guitarist for the show. We reached out to another old SUNY Purchase friend, Chris Hayes. Our younger sister, Lara, usually the shyer one, but also grew up singing and playing music. We convinced her to play synth for us, and she sang the backup.
So you dragged her into the fray, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's the youngest Dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of gigs, where are you playing soon? What do you got coming up?
We're still trying to figure out where we're going to play this summer, but we definitely love to play open mics around the area, catch up at open mics more than anything else.
Of the couple of songs you sent us, Buttercup and Around, and we like them both a lot. They're both unique in their own way. We're going to play Buttercup. Tell us a little bit how Buttercup began.
I wrote Buttercup back in college, kind of Leslie Gore inspired, the you know, the drum beat that comes in.
Oh, right, sure.
I was thinking about, you know, revisiting past relationships, remembering them kind of at that golden age, you know, that imagined perfection, that feeling of when your feelings are kind of brushed off due to your age.
Is there a website where people can find out more about Dandelions?
Yeah, dandy-lions.com.
Facebook and the Instagram are both at We Are Dandelion. The album Under the Walnut Tree is on iTunes and Spotify and all of that online.
Thank you, Dante and Lena DeLeo, the Dandelions. And here is the song Buttercup. Thanks, guys. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Andy.